Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working in the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our contract mail haulers, especially Felix and the gang working from the bulk mail center in Tampa, hauling to all the different post offices around the area. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Backgammon Bob on the telephone line. He's been holding for a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go over there and grab him. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. Did you or Denise hear the interview that I can't remember who it was, but had with the guy that took in the repairman that took in the Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yes, I've met him, and I'm about to be with him this weekend.
Yeah, because he did a pretty extensive stuff, and from what I could see, there's a whole lot of stuff that they've revealed, and if that could be publicized,
yeah,
I think it would go a long way. And the second thing I was thinking of was, might we be better off with Kamala than with Joe Biden? I mean, at least she's not senile. I'm beginning to think it's about a pick 'em, to be honest with you.
All right.
That's it.
All right. All right. Well, you and I, it's ironic that he brings up the laptop because we were talking about that. And Mr. Maxey is going to be at the event, the Let's Go Brandon rally, all weekend from the 1st through the 4th. So you can come out there every day and meet him.
A very close friend of mine has the hard drive, the Biden hard drive,
right,
or Hunter Biden hard drive. And I'll tell you what's particularly interesting, because he and I have been talking about it, is that on the laptop, Hunter had what is known as Department of Defense encryption keys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would that be? Department of Defense encryption keys have four levels: U.S. classified, U.S. federal, interagency, interoperable, interagency, and then proprietary. Those are the four types. Why in the world would he have on his laptop Department of Defense encryption keys?
Perhaps because of what he was trying to deal back and forth with the Chinese, the Ukrainians, and whoever else.
The bigger question is, who at the Department of Defense gave him the encryption keys?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be... Who was at the Department of Defense that time? It would have been Gates. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have done it.
No, I don't think it was Gates. I don't think he was there at the time. So here's where we are with this. The FBI has had that laptop since, what, December of 2019? Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Even if you cultivated 10% of what's on those, and it's not a laptop, by the way. He took three laptops in.
Correct.
So we keep talking about a laptop, and when there's some confusion, at least as far as I'm concerned, even if you took 10% of what is been reported, including having sex with minor girls, which is in there.
Yep.
What's the deal, FBI? Now, it is being suggested that the reason the New York Times came out finally and validated it, the All Things laptop just, what, a week and a half ago,
uh-huh.
is because there's chatter that Hunter will be indicted. Now, we don't know what indicted for. We
right.
don't know if it's money laundering. We don't know if it's pornography. We don't know if it's because of foreign agent violations. We don't know what. But at least you have those that he is facing and much more. But I think what is really happening here is that Joe Biden and his brother and family, I should say, because
right.
it isn't just all about Hunter. I think that they're having to work this case very differently because, obviously, Joe is the president. So, but you know what? If this had been Trump, they wouldn't have done it this way. And, you know, we currently don't have a sitting version of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and James Comey and that crowd that were working all against Trump. Well, we don't have that crowd in there working against Biden. So we really have a very partisan FBI already.
Yes, we do, and they're under investigation too, I think, with all everything that's going on. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come back with that and more, because this is a very volatile subject that needs to be talked about. And Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, whatever Biden is involved, you're going to hear about it because the information is coming out now.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. And Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, you can find out more about your Geico policy or to find out how to get a quote, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. You can find out not only where the office and the agent is, if you want to do it that way, but also get an online quote right then and there. And they'll give you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They'll do all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy along with your auto policy. That will save you a bunch of money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and save yourself some money. See what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Were you able to find that yet? Because I was trying to find it. I couldn't do it.
Well, I don't know what. No.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right. We'll leave it at that. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about all this information keeps out coming out about the Ukraine and the laptop and all this other sort of stuff. We know that last week Joe Biden hit the rock bottom popularity level of 34%, but his job approval rating dropped to the lowest level yet so far, 44%. And it's predominantly on the way that he's been handling Ukraine. He's not doing well. His numbers are dropping like a freaking rock. And I'm just waiting to see how long it takes for somebody to put enough pressure against him, maybe because of the laptop, to get him to resign or whatever from office. I think that's where we're headed here.
I don't. He's not going to resign.
Okay.
That's really an issue domestically. It has nothing to do with the laptop because about 98% of the United States doesn't even understand the laptop.
Correct.
It has to do with inflation.
Yep.
Therein lies the big issue, which is okay, you know, if that's what people want to be aware of, only because it's personally affecting them. But it's so many other things, and I believe that the Democrat Party is well aware of this. In fact, CNN last week began to even discuss how crazy and dangerous and stupid things are at our southern border with immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a movement of the media that's gingerly going after Biden.
Right.
They're being cautious about it, but they are in fact doing it. If you can stand watching them, you can begin to see some of this. Especially if you sit through a White House press briefing.
Oh boy.
Which into itself ought to be interesting because Jen Psaki has tested COVID, and now the deputy communications woman, she has also just tested positive.
Second time for her too, right? Yep.
I don't know about her, but anyway, if you just sit through and listen to the questions that are being asked, you'll see that the media is challenging this White House on all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is the agreement with Iran under the nuclear deal, and how crazy that is. Whether it is dealing with the war, whether it is supply chain, whether it is COVID, because they keep asking for more money when half the COVID money hasn't even been spent. There's not an issue that this White House has fixed, mm-hmm. solved. There's not one. There's mm-hmm. virtually not one. And I don't see that the Biden White House is challenging his cabinet secretaries to fix these things. They think it's all great to call in the CEOs of oil companies. They don't set the price.
No.
So nobody has fixed immigration. The big thing last week was the confirmation hearing on the Supreme Court justice nominee.
Right.
So the only two things have really, been in the news, and that is Ukraine or the Supreme Court nominee hearings.
Well, you know,
other than that, there's still, everything is still unresolved.
You know, there's some strange bedfellows that just came together here. The ACLU and Project Veritas. Now, the ACLU says that they are deeply troubled by claims that DOJ secretly surveilled Project Veritas and their communications, and they are fixing perhaps to bring some sort of action along with Project Veritas against the DOJ. Wouldn't that be interesting?
It isn't just Project Veritas, however. If you look very carefully, it is also other media.
Mm-hmm.
And this was after a judge's ruling that says you can't do this, and the Department of Justice ignored it.
They turned around it anyway. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we have a rogue government. We think that Ukraine had or Russia, had a corrupt government. Well, look at ours. And therein lies where, if for nothing else, that Trump was trying to clean up some of that. He had a long way to go to drain that swamp. But now, I would argue the swamp has gotten dramatically worse. We're in a situation here where the Biden White House is trying to terminate Title 42. If you terminate Title 42, you're going to have several million people coming up through our southern border.
And there's already about 150,000 right there on the border.
We also have a situation here where the CDC just started changing the reporting numbers on all things COVID.
Yep.
in just doing what they wanted to do. So if you want to do a FOIA request, if you want to call some people out, if you want to put in a lawsuit, they're slow walking absolutely everything, including the poor people that are still sitting in D.C. jails over January the 6th.
Correct. Or right here in Pinellas County, there's one of them. Yep.
So we have a rogue government. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, you're right.
Which we haven't even talked about essentially law and order and what is happening with sentencing and bail release and, you know, all these other kinds of things. Public safety is number one. As long as you're not enforcing public safety.
We've talked about it, but we haven't talked about it as much as we should have, and we probably will this week. It'd be a good week to do it because of the fact you got the Supreme Court justice that's going to be voted on and the things that, the lack of bail and the people getting out and turning around and doing something just as bad or worse all over again. And, I mean, it's nuts. It's crazy what's going on.
Well, it is. It absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
The smash and grabs, spring breakers are doing, making it a disaster. Civil society is collapsing, and it's collapsing because there's no consequence to people who are breaking the law.
Yep. Now, very quickly, a major indicator of economic health has failed and has fallen to a decades-long low. It happens to be the Consumer Price Index, which is way down where it normally would be. And it's got a lot of people concerned as to what's going to happen next.
Well, when Joe Biden tells you we're going to go into a food shortage crisis, therein lies, I would say, the next calamity we're facing.
And I keep thinking about all the applesauce and the pies and all the stuff of cherries and peaches and grapes and all the different things that Seneca Foods made that's all sitting in a frozen warehouse right now that could be done, they could do something with it, but who knows? Unbelievable. All right, here comes the music, but we'll just jump on that other thing here this week, and we'll see what we can find out about that. So there you go. All right, thanks very much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out what it is she writes about.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change towards Russia.
U.S. Ambassador to NATO Julianne Smith. She was reacting to a comment made by President Biden during a speech in Poland on Saturday, referring to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, saying he cannot remain in power.
What we all agree on is that President Putin cannot be empowered to wage war. He has attacked Ukraine in a premeditated, unprovoked conflict.
She spoke on Fox News. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is again asking for weapons.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns, machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks, other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And while you're there, check out everything they have to offer. And then give them a call and ask to take the tour. I'll tell you more about that when we come back.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a job that is going to make you very seriously in demand all around the world. You can pretty much pick where you want to work. And some of these jobs will pay you a six-figure salary right off the bat, especially if you go overseas. Now, even if you stay here in this country, you're going to get $60,000, $62,000, $64,000, $65,000, and maybe even more than that. It depends. But I will tell you the two campuses they've got where they will train you. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're over across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. So, those are the two campuses. All you got to do is call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. That's National Aviation Academy. And ask to take the tour of either one of their campuses or both. Now, if I were doing this and I wanted to find out about the school and what they could do for me, I would want to check out both campuses and then make my decision that way. Now, here's the deal. Number one, you will get a chance to talk to students. You will get a chance to talk to instructors. And you will get a chance to talk to the money people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're a veteran, you come under the GI Bill, and you still have benefits, they'll tell you whether or not you do or not. You'll be able to work that out, and they'll help you with your paperwork, and boom, in you go, and you're taken care of. If you've come out post 9/11 and you haven't used your benefits, more than likely you've got them 100%, so you won't pay for anything. It takes 14 months to become trained and certified unless you're coming out of the military as perhaps a military maintenance tech on an aircraft. Then you have the ability to challenge the test, and get your federal certification right away. And there are some people that have done that. And it's just a fast track to be able to jump into the program, and away you go. So here I go. I'll repeat it again. Telephone number to call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. Find them online, naa.edu, naa.edu. And remember the two campuses, one in Clearwater, the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, Clearwater, Florida, of course. Now, the border mission, and we haven't talked about the border a lot lately, but we're going to right now. The border mission, where the solution seems to be to send National Guard troops to the border to do the job that the Border Patrol agents aren't able to do because they've got them babysitting illegals and whatnot and doing stuff that isn't necessarily what they were supposed to be doing to begin with. But sending National Guard troops home is going to depend largely on the Homeland Security Department's ability to surveil the border and prevent illegal crossings on its own. Now, that means cameras, that means drones, that means aircraft, that means horseback, that means ATVs, all of the above, to do their job. Now, the other thing that they need to do their job, and Texas is doing that now in areas where it needed to be finished and done, and that is to complete the border wall, to close in those areas that were left open, to where the people would just come down the fence and they say, oh, here's an opening, and they'd come. Well, they're about to close them down. And Texas made a deal with the federal government to buy the remaining construction equipment and fence material that the government had ready to put in the ground. So they've done that for so many cents on the dollar. And they're going to do it. And they've got the blessing of the DHS to do it. And if they didn't, I would have told them, screw it, I'd do it anyway. Because people have to understand that this government of ours is not representing we the people, starting with the top and working its way down. These cabinet secretaries, and you heard Denise talk about it, they're not doing their jobs. They're not doing their job. Lip service, maybe, but they are not doing their jobs. If you and I had the job of, say, Pete Buttigieg, or Butthead, as I call him, if we had his job, and we still hadn't supplied or hadn't figured out the supply chain crisis, number one, and hadn't figured out what to do with some of the roads that need to be taken care of, number two, because they need to be rebuilt, bridges and this, that, and the other, they would have thrown us out a long time ago. The supply chain problem, you got to know logistics to be able to work with that one. And if you don't know logistics, you can sit there and spin your wheels all day long. And if you got a bunch of amateurs in there that are telling you what to do that don't know what they're talking about, then you're going to get the results we got, which is not much. Did you know there's still ships sitting out there in the Pacific Ocean waiting to come in? Did you know that? Now, some of the ships, it's not as bad as it was. They were diverted to the Gulf and diverted to the east coast of the United States to offload. But a lot of that stuff that's in those containers, those ocean-going containers, they're opening up these containers and they're finding just wall-to-wall mold. Because these containers are not totally airproof. They don't totally hold a seal. And even though they put things in there and they put plastic around it to make sure it stays dry and this, that, and the other, well, does anybody other than me know what humidity does when it gets under that plastic and it makes everything damp and wet and all that? That's conducive to mold. That's what helps the mold get started. And I've actually seen them take things off these trucks or these trailers, and they open up the back door, and everything is just a wad of mold. Way to go. Way to go. How'd you like to buy a pair of sneakers that's in one of those boxes? I don't think so. But that's what's happening. And it's all because instead of doing what they should have done to begin with, and it was taking those ships and moved them to some other ports, they wouldn't have had this problem. Instead of sitting around for 2 or 3 or 4 months like they were off the coast of California. And anybody with a brain would have been able to figure that out. But no, not our people. No. So there you go. Now, back to the ship. Back to the Navy. Marines need ships to fight. They need to get rides on ships to go from point A to B. Where are they going to find them? Well, the light amphibious warship is being discussed. Questions loom, however, as to whether existing ship priorities and a new ship design are going to help things out. It is going to be funded, fabricated, floating and fighting in time, probably to keep the Marine Corps relevant. A light amphibious warship, which will be pretty much for the Marines, their helicopters, and their expeditionary force. We can hope anyway, right? Okay, we are coming right back, and then we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, coming right in behind us. Can't wait to talk to him about all this stuff that's going on, especially the financial stuff. Wow, lots to talk about. I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the Overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much. You can go over to the Facebook page for that, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and boom, sign up, follow the page. You'll see the little chat room in there. Get in there, start talking to us at night, and away we go. Now, how about this one? Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura, brings you my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. Now, let me tell you something. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine added to it. Now, the other thing is they offer office and home pickup and delivery. And their lease programs, if you want to lease one of these, is some of the industry's best, Moss Acura. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. 30 minutes north of St. Pete, and about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And we've got the watchdog on Wall Street here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
And you told me that you were rubbing two sticks together up there to get a fire started because it was cold.
Oh, it is cold. It's, you know, it's that second winter that we get here in the Northeast that we all love so much. Not absolutely miserable.
Well, it's snowing up off the lake, so be glad you're not up there. But then again, that might make it warmer.
Who knows? It's just, you know, I hear the wind howling outside, and it's like, when is it going to end? And we're kind of hoping that that groundhog was right, but, you know, 6 weeks, but now we still got it. Still crappy.
I think you're working on the seventh week. So, yeah. All right, listen. Larry Kudlow says that the Federal Reserve hasn't done one single thing yet to deal with inflation. Do you agree with him?
I don't think the rates have been, you know, very much. I've said that from the get-go. I think it's kind of window dressing. I think that the way you do it is you stop with the bond buying. I think that's the first direction that you head right there, which they did do. But then you got to unwind your portfolio, meaning you're going to have to let there be a much faster runoff. And you could also, as well, you could start selling that bond portfolio off, which would automatically suck a lot of the excess money out of the system. But, you know, we got a government, again, that's still looking to spend more money and tax more. And, you know, I don't see any really end in sight here.
Now, the Biden administration has said that the green energy plan is the magic bullet that America needs. In the meantime, the economists want it both ways on green energy, because we're hearing all kinds of cockamamie stuff coming up here. First, they don't want to drill, then they do want to drill, but they want to drill with clean oil, and they don't want this, and they don't want that. I mean, give me a break.
Listen, with the green stuff, talked about this a lot. I mean, whether you agree with climate change or not, if this is the direction we're going to head, fine. But you have to be somewhat reasonable, okay, in regards to the time frame. And if you try to put this, you know, the square peg in the round hole and you force things, you're going to end up with all sorts of disconnects, which we have right now. You know, these stupid statements like everybody go out and buy an electric car. No, there's not enough electric cars. There's not enough charging stations. The grid's not ready. There's a lot of things that have to get done first, putting the cart before the horse. We don't have, not even close to enough, generation of energy via solar windmills. And quite frankly, I don't think we ever will. I think that the compromise should have been made with the modular nuclear reactors and continuing to use, nuclear power to create more energy. There's a carbon neutral right there. And then you could have headed in that direction with electric cars and everything on through. But it's not just that. It's also just having the available materials for all the batteries that are going to go in these cars. The lithium, the cobalt, everything that's involved with these things. A lot of this stuff we have to import from places like China and places like Russia. And they've gotten very expensive. And all these electric vehicles, the prices have been skyrocketing.
Well, I'm going to tell you my little electric car story from what I went through this weekend. I was coming back from Moss Nissan. I was on State Route 54 coming over to the expressway, the Veterans Expressway, to go south. And in the middle of the road, on the three-lane section of road, was a brand spanking new E-something or another. It was a BMW, but it had a different model. It wasn't like the Tesla. And it was electric. And it was in the middle of the road, and it was kind of cockeyed. And the guy was trying to push it off the road because the battery quit. It stopped, it lost its charge. So I pulled over behind him to try to, to make sure he could get the car off the road, because I wasn't going to get out and push the car. I can't do it. My leg won't allow me to. And he got over, and I pulled over on the side. And then I got out, and I limped up to him, and I said, "You okay?" "Oh, yeah, I'm okay," like that. And I said, "By the way, how many miles are you supposed to get on a charge of this thing?" He says, 300. I says, "How many miles had you gone when this thing quit?" He said, 250. I said, says it all, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, if you use the, you're an electric car, if you use the air conditioner, if you use various different things, it's going to eat up the charge.
You bet.
Much faster. It's one of those cars. In my opinion, yeah, if you want to just do local driving, fine. You're going to, go out and about errands locally and then come home and charge it. Yeah, I guess it's fine, but, that's not everybody.
But it takes 220 to charge it.
It takes, I'm sorry?
220.
What do you mean 220?
220 volts is what plug into that thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have a washer and dryer, you don't have the 220.
Well, yeah, you have to have a wire your house and have a special electric.
And wait till you see the bill on that one.
They have, they also have, there's converters and whatnot, but then it just takes a lot longer.
I know. Now, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin said that he is now backing the $1 trillion tax increase. What? What?
Yeah. Well, he never said he was backing a trillion. He's got a tax increase. That's what it amounts to. And you put the price tag on how much of the revenue that's going to come in. It's close to $1 trillion. It's, again, there's never enough money in Washington, D.C. Joe Biden has now floated this new tax on people.
20%.
Wealth tax.
20%. Yep.
It's completely unworkable, and quite frankly, it's unconstitutional. It really is. It's not going to pass constitutional muster. It really isn't. And you know, you're going to have another battle in front of the Supreme Court over taxes. No, it's that's not going
to
happen.
But Chris, you don't need to worry, because unless you've got property that's worth $100 million. Now, I did not say income. I said property. Unless you've got property that's worth $100 million, you aren't going to get hit for that 20% tax.
Well, it starts there. That's the thing. You know, it starts at there at 100, and like in all the other taxes, it'll reach, and you know, year after year, it'll become to other people. It'll be 50, it'll be 25, it'll be 10. And again, this is going after people that went out and built stuff and created things. People like the owners of big companies like Tesla or Google, whatever it may be. I don't know why you're going after them. They built something. They created something. My way is, you know, you want to create some more revenue and make the tax code a little bit more fair. You should start going after all the stock grants that you're giving to management of and CEOs of many of these companies, and have that taxed as ordinary income. If that was the case, you know, you'd be able to get a little bit more. But to tax people who built something and created something that went at risk, you don't tax capital formation. You really don't.
Now, I got about a minute left here, and I want to ask you this question. More hedge funds were launched last year than in any 12-month period since 2017. What's going on?
You don't need to be very good at what you do to start one. And if you know, people looking for alternative investments, you know, want to believe the sun, the moon, and the stars, that these wizards of smart can beat the markets, you know, this is what happens, and this is why people lose.
Well, I don't think so, especially if you're just starting one up right now. I don't think so. That's just me talking, but am I wrong?
No, I agree with that. The people buy into this, you know, are going to get rich quick stuff, and that's why people lose money.
Well, we got to keep our eyes on that one. By the way, I didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I'll talk about it tomorrow. The America First Policy Institute has launched a petition to make America energy independent again. They have their website, American First Policy Institute, and the petition apparently is over there. But I will talk with you tomorrow about that one. We'll see what you think.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, my friend.
You too.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he has to offer. And in the meantime, we're coming right back.
The Captain's America Third Watch. Google it, and you'll know before everybody else.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.